This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Grim data out of Germany spark fresh fears about Europe's biggest economy. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. Germany suffered the worst fall in annual factory output in a decade. Fresh figures from October out today show, the BBC's Su Ping Chan reports.
German factories have been mired in a slump for more than a year now. A simmering US-China trade war and Brexit uncertainty has hit demand for everything from autos to machines. The 1.7% drop in October's monthly output meant production fell 5.3% compared to a year earlier. That's the steepest drop since 2009. Europe's biggest economy narrowly avoided recession in the third quarter, but some economists said October's slump was so bad that it could make the economy shrink again. The country's automobile association has already warned that global car sales are likely to fall by 5% this year, and that the crisis will force German firms to cut more jobs in 2020. I'm the BBC's Su Ping Chan for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. China this morning said it will waive import tariffs on some U.S. soybeans and pork. That sent shares in Asia higher. Hong Kong's Hang Seng rose 0.6%, while Japan's Nikkei was up 0.2%. Meanwhile, France's CAC 40 is up 0.5% as nationwide strikes continue today. More than 800,000 people took to the streets yesterday in opposition of President Emmanuel Macron's pension reform plans. OPEC leaders are meeting in Vienna to try and hammer out a deal on deeper oil production cuts, but tensions are running high after a late-night press conference yesterday was canceled. That's as growing U.S. production is causing supply to balloon amid weakening global demand. Oil industry analyst Cornelia Meyer is at the meeting in Austria. She says despite a last-minute scramble, a deal is still possible.
The question is, where is the fudge? Is there a fudge? What is the deal? Now they will get Russia on board because within Russia there was big opposition to further cuts from the producers who said, look, we've invested a lot of money in building new capacity. We now want to produce those barrels.
So the rumor is OPEC members and Russia will agree an additional 500,000 barrels per day in cuts. But is that enough to offset weakening global demand for oil?
Well, in the short run, it may be enough because just around this period, Saudi produces less and so on. But in the medium term, it may not be enough. And everything here really depends on two things. Where is demand going? If we don't have a US-China trade deal and we have further weakening of the global economy, then it will be tough. And we have a really big wall of non-OPEC supply hitting the market in the first half to the tune of about 2.3 million barrels a day, which stands against projected demand growth of 1.2 million barrels a day, so basically double. So if the supply comes on full throttle, the non-OPEC supply and the demand weakens, we need further cuts.
Cornelia Meyer there. Bulgaria is the EU's poorest country, and it's always relied on agriculture. But a recent outbreak of African swine fever has caused the country's protein exports to plunge. The BBC's Janet Berry explains the impact on Bulgarian farmers.
In a huge empty hangar, a man in a biosecurity suit hoses down the tanks that once passed feed to thousands of pigs. There used to be 35,000 pigs here until African swine fever was found in July this year. To stop the spread of it, every single one was culled. Dr. Milenka Dimitrova founded this farm 47 years ago and she watched all this happen.
I don't feel anything anymore. I'm numb. An empty farm complex and a killed business. There are promises of compensation, but so far there's no result.
Just a few miles away is another industrial pig farm. It's the only one that's escaped African swine fever so far in this part of Bulgaria. Dmitry Roglinov runs this farm. Watching his pigs on CCTV cameras is as close as he can get to them right now. There's no cure or vaccine for African swine fever. Dmitry Roglinov can only watch and wait.
Only God knows if we have managed to avoid an outbreak here as well. This whole thing will continue for years. It's not a matter of a day or two.
Since its peak in the summer, cases of African swine fever have fallen away in Bulgaria. Already, 130,000 pigs have been culled, a fifth of the pig breeding industry. This government information campaign warns people how easy it is to spread the virus on clothing and footwear and in food. The campaign began a year after the first outbreaks and far too late, say experts in Bulgaria. Nikolai Volkanov is from the think tank Intelli Agro.
We couldn't prevent it entering Bulgaria, but we could have stopped it from moving westwards to Serbia and Macedonia. And this is something that happened for only a week. It's crazy how fast things went so bad.
African swine fever is spreading all over the world. It's already caused a major shake-up in the pork industry, with China struggling to find new sources of unaffected pork or pork substitutes. Here in Bulgaria, this pig farm was once a major part of the local economy. And no one seems to know how they'll be able to build this business back up again.
Janet Berry reporting there. Well, on a much lighter note, there are 19 days until Christmas, and Taylor Swift has a nostalgia-inducing new single.
In my heart is a Christmas tree farm where the people would come to dance under sparkling lights.
My family's annual trip to the Christmas tree farm is still one of my favorite traditions. Share your favorite memories with us on social media. Don't forget the hashtag BBC Marketplace. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.